Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Walter Kisho III is our guest. He's the author of The Lords of Strategy. Lordsofstrategy.com, is that right, Walter? Is that your website?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so check that out, folks. And the book's available wherever books are sold. Walter, we're talking about keeping our employees, keeping our customers safe in our businesses. As we went to the break, I was telling you that I polled my audience about, you know, we have a different poll every week in our newsletter, in our website that we ask people to respond to, and they do. And it gets us some pretty interesting information from what's going on out there on Main Street, Walter. And one of them, about a year or so ago, I asked them about their weaponry, about were they armed, I should say,
right,
in their business. And you might not be surprised to learn that I've forgotten the exact number, but it was way more than the majority said, yes, I'm armed in my business.
Well, and that makes sense in these days of threats and shooters and mass shootings and so on. I think that the principle, though, I mean, in terms of keeping your employees safe, and the principle, again, of having an open discussion and with your folks and having everybody understand, well, what is the policy toward firearms in our
mm-hmm.
workplace? Some that we may want to bring in ourselves to keep ourselves safe. How are we going to keep those and secure those weapons? Who's going to have them and so on? And also, how do we respond if someone comes into the workplace with a weapon? You know, the open carry laws have changed so much
mm-hmm.
recently, and there's so many more jurisdictions where open carry seems to be allowed that I'm thinking of, I was driving back from visiting a cousin in Massachusetts and was in a little suburb of New Haven, Connecticut, and just was stopped off to get some coffee on a Sunday afternoon, went into this coffee shop, and had really good coffee and everything. I was checking out, and I noticed there were a group of 30-year-old men sitting around a table enjoying their coffee, and tucked into the waistband of one of these guys was a very large automatic weapon, probably bigger than the .45 that I had been issued back in my Navy days in medieval times. But and so, you know, you're just more likely to encounter somebody who is openly carrying if you're in
and of course, more states have the concealed carry, which is my state. I have a concealed carry permit, and as often as not, I would be carrying. But I am armed in my business, and so, and I don't mind telling people that. I have some people who look down their nose at me about that, but I'm not going to be standing here, you know, holding up a magic marker while somebody's, you know, pulling a gun on me.
Right, but it's the important thing, I think, is that anybody who's working with you understand that, know that,
right,
so that they can think accordingly, and that they're not surprised if you should have some occasion when you had to draw that weapon.
It's a real tough decision to make in a business about having weapons in the business. But now, the I think the law enforcement people will tell you, the greatest deterrent to a bad guy on the inside with a weapon is a good guy on the inside with a weapon.
Maybe so, probably so. But it shouldn't. But if that terrible thing should happen in your workplace, you want your employees all to know, okay, we've talked about what happens in this case. You know, we're going to hide under the desk. Jim is going to get out the weapon.
Jim's going to protect you. So I want to, Walter, in the couple of minutes we got left, though, that we have to say that part of our obligation as citizens of America is to find a way to dial down the rhetoric. And we talked about this last hour with Sarah Heiner. We have, as citizens, we have to stop letting the politicians drag us into the mud with them. They're weaponizing politics. They're weaponizing ideas. They're politicizing. They're criminalizing thoughts and ideas, and we have to be, just because they operate, and I'm talking about the political class here, Walter, just because they operate with no shame, that doesn't mean we need to allow ourselves to get drug into that. What do you think?
I think I completely agree with that. I think that, and part of, with respect to employees, part of the thing you got to talk to people about is, number one, let's keep calm and let's actually think about, you hear this weaponized rhetoric from the politicians or other people, how much of this is really touching our lives? How much of what they're talking about is really affecting us day to day? And how real is this threat to us? And if you can kind of get to that discussion, I live up here in the Northeast. A lot of my friends are liberal. After Trump was elected president, they all wanted to, you know, became depressed, and many of them did, wanted to. And I kept trying to say to them, well, let's wait and see what the president does. But in the meantime, think about actually how much of your life is touched by what the president of the United States does.
And I think I may have told you that I was at a dinner where they called him names one time, and I said, folks, can't we talk about ideas without calling people names? And they all agreed that was a better idea.
Oh yeah, right. When you get into the name calling,
you cannot like him as a president, but it doesn't help to call him names. And I think that kind of rhetoric is what causes people who are less hinged to go into businesses and shoot people. Hey, Walter, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you very much, Jim. Good to talk to you.
We love your ideas. We love having you on the show. Walter Kieschel, the third, ladies and gentlemen, The Lords of Strategy. That's his book. I encourage you to check it out. That's also the website. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.